Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting robbed doesn't seem like any fun.
No.
And you'd think being the victim of a robbery would be the worst thing that could happen to you involving that scenario.
Oh, sure.
But someone who went through getting attacked and having something taken from them found out some new information this week. And Kimmy might be right in saying this is more embarrassing than the actual act of being stuck up.
Really?
It would definitely piss you off.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Back in June of 2023, a postal worker was robbed in the city of Rochester.
Yeah.
So it happened on Lake Ave. Police say the suspects were a man and a woman, and they say the two suspects ambushed the mail person,
yeah,
attacked him, took a set of postal keys, and screwed.
Right.
Like, you know, the, yeah. Yeah, okay. The good news is, it doesn't sound like anyone was hurt, at least what we have from the story now. And there's even more good news. A few days after that incident, back in June of 2023, the suspects were found during a traffic stop.
Right.
Authorities say when they pulled them over, they had multiple cell phones, ski masks, credit cards, and checks belonging to other people. The credit cards and checks, I don't know whose ski masks they were.
Mm.
The reason this story is being brought up today, over the weekend, Tommy, the pair were finally charged for the alleged robbing of the postman. And because it's the post office, as we know, it involves federal charges.
Ooh, big house.
Good. Yeah. Mail theft, robbery, and conspiracy. Not good for them.
Mm.
But the mailman who was robbed may have found out something this weekend. Doesn't make him feel good.
What happened?
As part of the investigation, the feds released text messages that were found on the, they say were found on the suspect's phone that link them to the initial robbery.
Great.
One is almost a motivational text.
Oh.
You're like, they're like pumping up whoever is going to rob the mailman.
All right.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Quote, you got to scare him. Make sure he doesn't see you again, bro. Just get up on him when he least expects it. It's $100,000 on the line. Just take a deep breath and go for it. He's not stronger than you.
Oh, he's a weakling.
He's not stronger than
that,
you.
That last line, I'm guessing.
You're a weak, weak man.
At least they see you as a weak, weak
man. Yes, whether or not you are.
Right. So,
they're sizing you up.
If you're the mailman, what's worse? The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is it the actual act of being robbed? Because that sounds horrifying.
Yeah.
Or... is it the fact?
Reason why?
Yes, like these two alleged criminals are shaming you in text messages even before they come after. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
That's what they are saying. That seems like it hurt you hearing that, Tommy. Being a man who most people are stronger than.
Yeah, because it never gets brought up here.
Well, no, I mean,
by my coworkers.
Look, if anyone can
call me weakling, call me a girl. Sissy boy.
No, like I'm saying, like,
saying I have girl hands.
All I'm saying is,
you say that about yourself.
No, you say it about.
No, you say
you
that.
Do. He's pointing at her with his girl hands.
You say you have the hands of a 13-year-old girl. I believe that is your quote, not mine.
And look, man, what's great about this show is the three of us are so different. And like every discussion we have, there's different relatability.
Yes.
Like, you know, everyone takes lead. Like you in this case are not as strong as 97% of men on this planet, and those people have all been inflicted with some terrible, terrible disease. So when I ask you,
yes,
if you found out that two men, and by the way, they're not even trying to insult him,
no,
here, right? They're being genuine, mm-hmm, when they say this. If you found out that two men looked at you and go, oh yeah, we're way stronger than him, would that hurt you?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
It's insulting.
But even though you know, though.
So did I ever tell you my JCC experience?
No.
Okay. So at the JCC, I was working out, and I'm on a treadmill, mm-hmm, and there was another guy in there. He's like lifting weights. He's like a U, like a weightlifting jerk.
Oh, cool. And
like a U. Fun.
So this dude comes into the room, and he needs another guy for a basketball game they're going to play, right?
Okay.
Pick up basketball. So he walks in, and he asks the guy, he goes, hey, man, you want to, we're short a guy. And he goes, no, I'm working out, and I got to go back to work. He looks at me and walks out of the room. Just walks out.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Well, bro, I mean, look.
And I was like, pretty high up on that treadmill. Right there.
Gave you a few inches.
No, I was on a 3 on the incline.
There are some things that if he was doing, I mean, maybe you would. Like, if he was looking for someone to ride a horse quickly, he would have asked you to
do it, right?
Like, if he was looking to find someone who landed a house on a witch, maybe you would have been the person they called on.
But the fact that he didn't even ask.
He just looked and walked out.
Yeah.
All right, so going back to the story with the mailman that was assaulted, and robbed, excuse me, mailman that was robbed all those years ago, and these text messages now being released saying, you got to go after him, he's not stronger than you. Not a single man on earth wants to hear another man describe them in that way.
As a weakling.
Yes, because even if it's true, you don't have to say it.
Yeah, it's insulting. It's mean.
And, like, I get you robbing me because I have the stuff you want,
mm-hmm,
right? I'm not happy about that, but that's logic.
And there's two of yous.
Yeah. But to shame my manhood?
Yeah.
And it's, not, again, they didn't even do it to be a dick. Like, one of the legitimate talking points of the plan was, you're stronger than that guy.
Yeah.
I'll say this.
All right.
I would be less upset about the robbery if you lied to me out loud about how strong I was while you were robbing me. You know, like you do to like a toddler when you're playing, like, wow, so strong. Like you're assaulting me and taking my stuff.
Yeah.
All you have to do is just say that a couple of times while we're struggling. And I might even eventually just give it to you because I feel so proud of myself.
All right.
Look
go.
At the strong man with the keys. Can you think of a thing that is more insulting to seriously say about a man?
Well, there'd be like, you're ugly.
Okay.
Right?
Is that number one, though?
I don't know.
Are we just listing
things? I'm giving you the list.
Okay, okay.
Ugly.
Yeah.
Fat.
Gotcha.
Little weenie.
Okay. Ooh, that's a tough one.
So, and then weakly.
No, well, stupid. Let's not forget stupid.
Dumb.
Yeah.
So, which is the worst?
Okay, so most men are ugly, so we can cross that right off, right? And guys, you know, weight problems, whatever, we can handle that stuff.
We all struggle with the sugar.
Okay. Stupid. No guy wants to think they're stupid.
Every guy wants to think he's, oh, also not funny.
Oh, yeah,
that's a big one. Yeah, like if you tell somebody their joke sucks, most likely we've seen it happen on the show time and time again.
Yes,
they double down with another joke instead of just accepting defeat.
And then they go to Facebook and write mean things about us.
Yeah, it's like dumb and not funny got to rank really high.
Okay, so if we got the power four then, power four of things you can legitimately say about a man to hurt them. Not funny, dumb, small penis, weak.
Yes.
All right. So if we're
ugly, doesn't even really.
No, I mean, bro.
And fat. Yeah. You're right.
Most of us are fat and ugly.
Yeah.
So, like, if we're going to do a power ranking of stupid, not funny, small penis, and weak, what comes in number one?
I'm going to say dumb.
Dumb is number one. Really?
Because then you look like a rube, a mark. Like, you can be taken advantage of if you're dumb.
Okay.
So I would say that would be number one.
But
that one's got to be the most common, I would think.
But here's the thing. You're dumb, and I'm dumb, and we know we're dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you don't want somebody to call you dumb.
But people,
especially somebody that you think you're smarter than.
Hmm.
You know?
I don't. Okay.
Because all men think they're an expert at something.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, everybody is an expert at something. Even
not
the
really.
Dumbest person is an expert at something.
Not really.
No, I mean, yes, everybody is an expert at something. Like, the dumbest person you've ever met does something, one thing really, really well.
All right.
Like, Like, if I needed to know how to not get sore sitting in a leather chair my whole life, I would come to you.
How do you know I'm not sore?
I guess I don't. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this story. It was a crime that happened a little over a year ago in the city of Rochester. A mail carrier was robbed of their keys by two people. Those people were arrested just a few days later. They're finally being charged with the actual crime. And as part of the investigation that the feds did, because this is the post office, they released text messages. And the text messages read, as they were pumping up one of the person, according to authorities, to rob the post office, that they said the man was not strong. He is not stronger than you, which hurts.
Yes.
All right, so you're saying dumb.
Yeah.
Then comes...
The weenie's got to be up there, man.
But you can hide the penis.
I was going to say,
known...
Oh, if you're known?
Which is one of my favorite games I used to play with your mom. Hide the penis. How many guys are known to have a small penis?
Well, let's say it got out there. Let's say you had a girlfriend that, like...
Told people.
Yeah, like you broke up with somebody and she started spreading around and you had a little weenie.
Okay. I always assume when I hear that from a woman that that's just anger.
But it's still out there.
Yeah.
You're still attached to little weenie.
Okay.
Whether it's true or not.
So, like, there would have to be a source for that to come from... Like a sort of
jilted lover
that you would say, like, oh, that makes sense. Like she would know. But if a guy just said that to you, a stranger just said that to you, you'd be like, okay, man. Right? Like, would it really bother you? Because it's not like he would know.
Yeah. You got a small dog, bro.
All right, so we put the penis.
I'm
going
to say that's on the lowest one.
Drop that down to the bottom.
Okay. So we got dumb, and what we have left is not funny and weak. Yeah. Physically weak.
Like, I would think a lot for most guys it's got to be weak, just because you even talk about, you size up a room every time you go into
one. That's right.
Yeah.
And for somebody to tell you that they looked at you and thought, no problems there.
No, all I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you. Here's the thing. All right,
so weak goes to number two then.
I think not funny is number one. I think not funny takes over dumb.
Oh, really?
I can be called dumb. I'm not going to be happy about it, but I can get on with my day. I don't want to be called weak. That would really, really bother me. But I am positive if someone looked me in the face and said, you're not funny, and they meant it, not like you people calling, just trying to be mean.
I think they also mean it.
That would, bro, that would like.
All right, so you're saying one? Not funny, number one.
Not funny would be number one.
Right.
That wouldn't be the number one for you?
Yeah, because I think every guy.
Because you're legitimately not funny.
It's coming from not funny. I'll take it. I think every guy thinks they're a wise ass.
Yeah.
And if you're told no, yeah, that would be hurt.
If you're not funny, you can't hang. And nobody wants to not hang.
All right, so not funny, number one.
Week two.
Week two. What was three?
Dumb. Penis.
And memory loss.
But which one but which one would you actually believe? You know what I mean? Like, which one would you, after time passed, like, would you think, well, am I weak? Am I not funny? Because I don't think, like, you would walk away and think I'm not funny.
No, well, it depends on how it's said to me, right? Because funny is all about perspective, right? There are things that are very funny that you and I don't find funny because our senses of humor are broken. And there are things that Kimmy, we are howling with laughter over the stupidest thing. This morning, we were making a joke about hot snacks versus cold snacks.
Yes.
And we were laughing so hard we had tears streaming down our face and no one else would have found that funny, right? So, Kimmy, the way someone could look at me and say it, like if somebody looked me dead in the eye and broke me down and then goes, and that's why you're not funny. Yeah, that would haunt
me. So you would walk away questioning yourself.
I guess because not funny is so open to interpretation where you can test your strength.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
But I can't, because I can say, well, you know, women don't get it or bad crowd or, you know.
That's what I mean.
Went over their head.
Tommy's lying every night walking out of the club. Bad crowd, man. I guess I'm just too smart for him.
Whatever their heads.
Too sophisticated for the vagina donut joke.
But
still
I think
hangs,
that's
still hangs.
If it hangs, I go to the doctor.
I think that's my point, though, is you would walk away being like, that guy doesn't even know funny, or that guy has no sense of humor.
Well, I think it would eat away at you because there's no definitive answer where you could test your strength. So, like, it would eat away at you. Because you can get your answer how strong you are.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't get an answer on humor because it's just open. It's however people think you're funny or not.
Okay, let me put it in this perspective. All right, so Tommy and I know stand-up comedy is a very unique situation, but I think this illustrates it the best.
All right.
You and I have did hundreds of shows, maybe even thousands, right? I had been working, Kimmy, for 6-7 years on the road at least 3 nights a week. If I had a really bad show... I would be driving away from that place, club, theater, whatever, going, Am I not funny anymore?
You'd be depressed.
Yeah, no, but I would legitimately question, am I not? Is that just me? Did you have that?
Yeah, you get depressed. You get ill.
So having done that for years and years and years, material that I know works and I killed in other rooms, if I would have one bad night, one bad night, I would drive away going, am I not funny?
Yeah, but that would be an audience full of people telling you you're not funny. There's where not if it's one just person, okay. one guy... I don't know. I don't know if that would bother you.
My good buddy Billy Shakespeare once said, all the world's a stage.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Which makes everyone your audience. You know, going back to the actual mailman getting, you know, robbed and the keys. And the story of these two people that were arrested by the feds, I text message. I want to read you the text message again. This is evidence that the feds say connects these people to this crime that happened a little over a year ago, stealing his keys. Quote, you got to scare him. Make sure he doesn't see you again, bro. Just get up on him when he least expects it. It's $100,000 on the line. Just take a deep breath and go for it. He's not stronger than you. Tommy, it's an interesting behind the scenes into what goes on between two alleged criminals before a robbery. That was like a pep talk.
Yeah. It's like a business plan.
Yes.
You know?
It's every meeting you've ever had with a middle manager at your job before the Q2 quota comes in. Mm-hmm. Just go for it, man.
It's like right before like the, you know, the players come out the tunnel.
It's also interesting that these folks are obviously nervous about what they're trying to do if the allegations are true. Because it's not like these people would be new to the crime game based on the other stuff police say they found them with. But before they tried to pull this off, you see the nerves in the text message, right?
It's tense.
Yeah. I would have just assumed at that point, like, you just go do it, you take the stuff, and you
go.
No?
Yeah, that's kind of how I would play it.
Is it less mysterious and badass? Like, do you look at the...
Well, if you have to get talked up?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe the more of this goes on than we think.
Well, I don't know. It's funny.
It's like a team thing.
I think we all have a bad habit of, like, looking at criminals as, like, these, like, cold-blooded people that don't think things through. Mm-hmm. Right? But this... There is obviously
there was
question
a business plan.
Happening here. And I wonder how common that is amongst all folks that commit crimes that these people are allegedly committing. All right. So what do we learn here?
You're not funny. You're ugly.
I will.
You used to be fat.
You'd rather get called weak than not funny. That's what we learned.
What did I say about Tommy where he's being so mean to me?
Everything.
What are you talking about?
Funny guy over here.
Go ahead.
Oh, you little weak boy. Oh, I'm shaking. You chose to play basketball. Falling off.
It's funny that moment stuck in your head, too.
Well, yeah, it would.
That's how much it matters.
I know.
It's so insulting.
You.
Like, give me
like, he turned and looked at me and go... Why would I pick you and left? It would have been better if he just turned heel and left, but he looked at me.
No, but bro, I mean, like, not only are you not tall, you're also the least athletic human that ever...
He didn't know that.
No, he did. He saw you walk.
No, you never know. Sometimes those old guys playing pickup, they have, like, that old man game going.
This
kid. Tommy
I was on that treadmill. I was on a 3.5. trucking.
If you've ever seen Tommy walk, you understand immediately he's never played a moment of organized sports in his life.
Yeah, you couldn't even ref the game. Those guys do a lot of running.
You are so cruel.
I thought it didn't bother you. I'm not calling you not funny. You can make jokes along the sideline.
Do your little jokey jokes.
Come on, you puss-ass, joke-ass bitch boy.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Every other story we've seen like this has a man as the suspect. Mm. So I guess congratulations to this woman for allegedly breaking the glass ceiling.
All right.
But because women haven't been arrested doesn't mean they're not doing it. Because you'd completely understand why a woman would want police involved in a situation like this. Would guys want the same thing?
Mm.
Or would guys either say, I don't care, or be worried calling the cops could just make things look worse?
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room. We're on Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, a 30-year-old woman just east of us has been arrested after police say she allegedly sent out, and I quote, intimate videos of another person without their consent. Mm. Now, those are all the details we have of the allegations. And right off the bat, this story is unique for two reasons.
What's that?
One, Kimmy, this is the first time I can ever remember seeing a woman arrested for this.
Arrested, yes, but I do know that there are other situations out there where a woman was in trouble for something like that.
Okay, let's put a pin in that. Yeah. We'll come back around to it. Every other time we've seen charges, we've seen men leak nudes or videos or whatever, right? And this woman, if the allegations are true, could be a trailblazer. Mm. The other reason this is strange, you're doing this at 30?
Yeah, it's a weird age.
Right? Because, again, Kimmy, the previous stories we've seen almost always involve teenagers, maybe folks in their early 20s. What would cause you to send something like this when you're 30? And going further, if you're sending it to like people you know, at 30, would your friends even want to see what you are allegedly sending?
Because basically, because these photos are not of her. They're somebody else.
It says somebody else. Yes.
And they're sexual?
It said, I'll read you the quote from the report again, intimate videos.
Right. So the nudies. At least.
Before you give me the detail, I'm sorry, Kimmy. The woman has been charged. Order of protection was issued against her on behalf of the victim. She has a court date coming up.
I wonder, because like I said, I've heard of these situations in other circumstances. I wonder if this was a person who found their significant other cheating, and if they found those videos on his phone and shared it with her friends to say, look what he's doing.
Okay. All right. Very possible. Very possible. Now, here, I do want to be clear.
I know that's been a situation.
So, you are may or may not be
aware
of this?
Shame.
Okay. Now, to be fair, in this scenario, we don't know the sex of the person in the videos.
Yeah.
But we know if the allegations are true. This woman is breaking stereotypes all over the place. So let's say, for in a hypothetical situation, we have a guy whose nudes or videos or whatever have been shared with people he didn't want them shared with.
Okay.
Would a guy call the cops for something like this?
Yeah, you just draw more attention to it if you are embarrassed.
I mean, we have no background to go on because, again, Kimmy, it doesn't seem like we've ever covered a guy being the victim calling the cops.
And what would be the damage, I guess?
Okay, so
because it seems like you'd be making it worse, if anything.
Okay, so, well, what would make it worse?
Well, get it out there.
Now
it's more public.
But in the story, the victim's name is not shared.
But the people in the circle know, and that's going to grow.
Okay. Most people say they don't give a crap about their bodies getting out there. You're one of them, right? You don't care if anyone sees your genitals.
No.
Okay. But there is a reason why this woman, if the allegations are true, sent this video out.
Mm-hmm. She's mad.
And it's fair to speculate it's probably not a good reason. All right, Tommy. If there was an embarrassing, intimate video of you that a woman shared, you're saying there's nothing that could be caught on video of you doing intimately where you would want the police
involved. Now that I'm married, yes, but as a single person, no.
Okay.
I wouldn't care.
Would you judge a man who got the police involved in an incident like this?
Yeah, I think you're overstepping.
Over what?
Yeah. Why are you calling the cops, bro? Over your
dog?
Well,
you don't know where that video could end up. I mean, if you put a stop to it now, it could prevent it from ending up on like websites and things like that.
But it's probably already out there. Like you're not going to pull it. You're not going to rein it back.
But you don't know.
Gone.
You don't know unless you have somebody investigate the situation.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is there a man listening that would call the cops if they found out videos,
by the way,
pictures?
Like, you know, people could be doing some... I mean, I feel like you just think it's like a nude photo or something.
Right.
Like, we don't know what's in that video that a guy would send to somebody. Like, maybe he would be embarrassed by.
All right, let's put it this way. You've never seen yourself self-loving. Right? You've never watched yourself.
A solo set.
Yeah. But I'm going to guess it's not pretty.
Oh, it's gross.
And it's probably embarrassing.
It's funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even like just you talking to somebody in like a sexual way could be embarrassing. You know what I mean?
Well, what about, no, you don't think Tommy has like the ability to like talk dirty? The like, creepy, we have a creep cab. I think Tommy would probably be really good at it.
Yeah,
well, maybe you're the exception.
It would it would bother you to hear Tommy like dirty talking?
Yeah.
No, I think it would bother you more if I was seriously intimate.
That's what
talking.
I'm saying. Like you're being talking, serious about it.
Yes. Like if there was video, if there was like me in the moment also verbally talking about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I think that would gross her out.
You'd be seeing a different side of somebody. No matter how well you think you know a buddy, there's a different side to them when it comes to that. And I think that most guys would be embarrassed by
but
that.
But if it's just me straight rubbing it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be funny.
No, I don't think it would be. I think you would see that video.
It'd be gross. What can you do? Everybody does it.
All right, but
I mean, that's my thing. Like, we live in all this shame, but we all do it.
Yeah, but I think you're really downplaying how much it would bother you not knowing where that video ends up.
I mean, I guess what I'm asking is, if this is a man in this case, or in the hypothetical situation we've played out here, one, why should a man have to tolerate that kind of embarrassment? And two, why should a woman not be held accountable if she's guilty of what she did? Answer that question. Talking solo player?
I would say it's about damn time men get what they've been dishing for centuries.
Okay, again.
How you've treated women throughout history. And all of a sudden now that your little weenie's out there is... Well, let's call the cops. Let's get the SWAT team out here.
Nobody deserves to have their private stuff leaked.
Let's just level the playing field. Because if guys like my dad and my generation that have been bad with women, I think this is what you get.
You think you're being progressive, but you sound like an idiot.
Progressive swinging around.
What are you doing?
What if somebody, and maybe I'm asking the wrong person, but what if you pissed off some women back in the day, and what if she decided to send that video to all your family members? I'm asking the wrong person.
Because I'm so old, I don't care.
Well, not now, but what about like, 30-year-old Tommy?
Maybe so, but as an old man, I have no shame.
You have grandkids now.
And I don't care what people think.
Ooh.
Maybe the grandkids.
Grandpa Tommy, what's in your hand there?
Yeah. That would be it, the grandkids.
Okay, all right. But you're not going to call the cops, though, even though you've created a nuclear situation
in
your family.
I'm not calling the cops. My wife would want me to call the cops. I'm not calling her.
So let's talk about that. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this 30-year-old woman just east of us who was arrested after police say she, and I quote, shared intimate videos of another person without their consent. Now, we do not know if this was a man or a woman in those videos.
Yeah.
And we don't have any details as to what were in the videos. We know that she's facing charges, but... In a hypothetical situation where this is a man, would you want the cops called? And, we're assuming that the man is the one that would make the decision here, but maybe it's not even his decision. Because, Kimmy, let me turn to you here.
Mm-hmm.
If tomorrow, your husband and Tommy, I mean, that's a beefy, good-looking guy.
I'm looking at him right now.
Right over my shoulder here.
Britches pulled to the goal line.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Your husband had a video, Kimmy, from back in the day that he sent to a woman in college, get out.
Yeah.
And it's way before you guys started dating. Ex-girlfriend sends it to friends. She sends it to two friends. Calgon situation. All of a sudden, there are links in social media. See the dorm of Kimmy's husband from the break room. Would you demand he call the cops?
I would encourage him to, but if he really did not want to do that, I would respect that decision. Like I would put the decision in his hands.
Okay.
But I would
in his hands is what got him in this trouble in the first place.
But personally, I would encourage him to call the cops.
But what do you want to? Because it's already out there. So what are the cops going to do?
Well, what do you mean?
The video's out there. People have seen it. It's
kind of
like,
but you wouldn't want like somebody who put that out there on purpose to face some kind of consequence for doing so.
All right. So let's say they face some kind of punishment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking they're going to do it again because you pissed them off.
Well,
I don't know what kind of punishment you're going to face.
You're going to do hard prison time for a donkey.
Oh, no, you can actually. So I don't know what charges end up coming from this or if there's even a conviction, because again, it's just an allegation. But the way that they've rewritten, okay, so there's a website when Kimmy and I were in high school and when I was supposed to be in college called isanybodyup.com. Do you remember that website?
Is anybody up?
Is anybody up.com?
Vaguely, now that you say that.
So what was it?
So you could send anonymously pictures of nudes.
Oh, okay.
And videos and everything of just random people. And this guy, he was a scumbag, the world's biggest scumbag, would link those videos to the Facebook pages of these
random people.
And they didn't have to. And at the time,
remember this, the whole thing.
Yeah, the internet was brand new. It wasn't against
the law.
So
there's no law.
There was no law against it. So eventually he got busted because it turns out that he and his team were hacking women's Facebooks emails and things. That they weren't sending these videos. Yeah. They were hacking them. Long story short, almost every state in America rewrote the laws for serious punishment. So when you say, are you going to get prison time? Yes, prison time is on the table depending on what happens with these videos.
Right.
It is amazing to think back now with what we accept as society. Mm-hmm. That there was, because this guy who owned this website, is anybodyup.com, I forget his name, he would go on national television. He would go on CNN and Fox News and do sit-down interviews and be like, his argument was, well, if you don't want it out, don't send the picture. Yeah. And he would call these women sluts and stupid and bitches. The guy was a... Oh, God,
Hunter Moore was his name.
Yeah, that's him. He did prison time for it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I mean, when you say it's not that big a deal, it is a big deal.
So, you remember those Girls Gone Wild videos? Didn't that guy get in trouble, too, because he was just taking amateur photos of girls topless at bars and just putting them out there, not even getting releases for them?
Among other reasons.
He went to jail.
I believe the thing that pinned him was there was an underage girl in one of the videos.
But I don't even think he got releases from some of these. He just, like, it was like... video he just posted and sold those videos.
What a world we lived. That wasn't that long ago, man. That was like 15, 20 years ago. Hey.
Man, they're only $24.99.
So going back to the story of these photos, leaking allegations, all this stuff. Look, I don't know if men are as insecure about their bodies as women are, because, I mean, you women, you have a rough go, right? But it's not, Tommy, like the majority of men are super secure about their bodies.
Yeah.
You see a lot of T-shirts in pools in the summertime. Mm. You see a lot of guys that refuse to shower at the gym.
Yeah.
Plenty of guys wonder out loud if they're packing the size the ladies want.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention if the video is of something you did embarrassing sexually, because that's the other thing we haven't considered, right?
What's
let's
that?
Say she's got something, let's say she's got you going for 15 seconds, and that's it.
Right.
Go! And you're done.
All right.
You want that out?
You're a quick draw?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the best.
Two quick Tommies, what they'd all call you online?
Well, at least it kind of rhymes.
Here's the video of Two Quick Tommy for the break room. Gooing out. He's gooing it out after 15 seconds. I know. See, it's
gooing it out.
You should want the cops called on your gooing it out situation.
I feel bad for the cops, man. They got to deal with this crap.
It's a crime.
I know, but it's like such a dumbass crime. And it's an emotional crime.
I don't think it's an... Every crime's an emotional crime.
No, it's not, but there's no...
You don't murder somebody calculating for... Unless you're, like, killing them for insurance money.
Yeah, but that's all there is emotion. There's no, like, physical pain. There's no violence.
Oh,
you're not out any money.
There's emotional pain. You could be out money. This could affect your reputation.
Yeah.
I said emotional pain.
People at work found out. Like, think of some people here at work, how you would never be able to look at them the same way. After seeing something like that.
I promise you, if a video of you got out from when you were...
I had to slink by Spizzano.
What I mean with your family, your wife would not look at you the same.
Yeah.
So don't sit here and say there wouldn't be any negative effect.
But that's it.
That's a lot.
That's it. Just my whole life.
Your wife losing respect for you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'd get the boot.
That's huge.
It's terrible.
You wouldn't have a house, man.
Well, you guys got space, right?
No.
No, not for Two Quick Tommy, I don't. Are you having a woman come over? It's all right. She'll be gone by 8:15. Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.